Vermont continues to reopen sections of the economy that have been shuttered for most of the past year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And starting today, many of Vermont's Moose Lodges will be reopening their doors. To find out more about this, we're speaking with Dan Companion, administrator of the Burlington Moose Lodge and the president of the Northeast Moose Association, which represents Vermont and New Hampshire Moose Lodges. Dan, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Good morning, Mitch.
So for folks who have never been to a Moose Lodge, what exactly is it? How does it differ, let's say, from what we'd call a bar or a pub?
Moose Lodges fall under a fraternal organization, and that's pretty much like an IRS distinction for allowing us to be a not-for-profit organization. And the big difference is we're a member organization that you have to be a member to come into the lodge and participate. There's nothing secret about it. It's just a lot of people think, oh, that there's that private lodge that I can't go into. That's absolutely not true. We do fraternal work. We do the work of, in our case, our mission is Moose Heart and Moose Haven. So we have a campus in North Chicago that takes care of children, a full campus that takes care of children that have lost their parents or guardians, no fault of their own. And the community. We, for instance, in Burlington, are one of the largest donors to Feeding Chittenden. We give them thousands of pounds of food during the Thanksgiving holiday, and they count on us. And people absolutely love that, you know, that particular event that we do.
So anybody can really join these things. They just you pay a membership fee, I imagine, and then you can go in anytime you like.
Exactly. It ranges anywhere from $40 to $60 a year, and truthfully, that money goes right to the mission. It's a great core of people. We make sure that we bring in the right members, you know, people that match up to our values. You know, we certainly don't discourage anybody from coming in, but we want you to understand that we are volunteer and we do have a mission to help out Moose Heart, Moose Haven.
I'm a little curious about why Moose Lodges were then, as I understand it, they were considered like bars or taverns. So they fell under that shutdown order that happened, about a year ago, but not restaurants, let's say, which have been reopened before this. So why that distinction?
Yeah, we were confused, to be honest, also, especially in the beginning. We were allowed to stay open, in that original time frame of March to November. We have social quarters, as we call them. We don't call them bars because, again, the public can't just walk into our facility. You have to have a membership card, and we check those things to make sure that we're upholding by our bylaws and the rules of the IRS. So we were confused also because we felt we were doing a great job. We were checking our members' cards. We had all the sanitation in place. You know, we took away the bar seats. So to this day, we're very confused why the fraternals got put under that situation.
Well, what's it been like then trying to stay afloat for Moose Lodges in Vermont over the past year or so?
Yeah, very, very challenging. Obviously, we've lost a substantial amount of money to the organization. And, you know, we have lodges in Springfield, Vermont, Bellows Falls, Vermont, Bennington, Vermont, Rutland, Vermont, Burlington, and St. Albans. St. Johnsbury also, they'll give me a hard time if I forgot St. Jay, but a lot of our lodges have absolutely been struggling. And to be honest with you, some of the membership have been struggling too. So the renewals of membership have been a challenge because people can't come to the lodge and participate. And the community things that we do, we actually, during the shutdown, we did do a Toys for Kids outside in the parking lot. We continued to try to do the fraternal things that we did outside. And, you know, we tried to make it work and keep the membership, happy and try to find new members, obviously.
Well, this must be a big deal for you now because today, at the time we're speaking, there are reopenings happening. The Moose Lodges can be reopened. Do you think it's happening with enough time then for many of these lodges to survive?
Good question. These lodges we are doing right now, I'm literally traveling this Sunday to St. Johnsbury to work with them to help them try to raise money to keep things going. You know, the hard part is we've still had to pay our, the liquor licenses that are quite a bit of money. The state has given us no help with that. So that's a big fee to keep things going because we do have a social quarters and people count on that part of the value of the lodge to do that. Ongoing taxes and things that have built up. property taxes. We're trying to budget through and get ourselves reset again. And another part of the frustrating part for us was we protect seniors. We don't put people at risk. So we absolutely take, you know, the mask wearing and the social distancing and the things that we need to do very, very seriously.
Dan Companion is the administrator of the Burlington Moose Lodge and president of the Northeast Moose Association. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much for asking me, and I look forward to the lodge's opening at Burlington today at 3 and Rutland at 11 a.m. today.